All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of More Than Sports. So, I guess we should just continue this. We started it. We'll just keep this shit going. Sitting in to my right, we got Sean.
What it do, young people?
Across the table from me, we got Chad.
Let's get active.
On my left, we got E.
Whoa.
And of course, I'm JB. So, now what we're going to dive into this week, let's take this thing back to the realm of sports. But we're not really talking teams. So, does interaction with the media affect an athlete's mental state?
Yeah, I'm gonna be inclined to say it does. I'm gonna say it does more now than any other time, because I think people are more in tune with where their mental status is. You know, where they feel comfortable and uncomfortable at. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say yeah. And just bringing up an example with Naomi with the French Open, she withdrew because she felt like
depressed.
She felt depressed, but she was feeling depressed before, but she didn't really want to deal with the questions from the media after the events. And that made her feel, I think, probably a little more depressed. So I think it's because they like today they're more in tune. But when you think of how athletes dealt with it back in the day, it was more of it is what it is.
They ain't say shit.
It is what it is. We're here. It's what has to be done, so we're gonna do it.
All right. So in the world that we live in, coming up as a kid, you watch athletes, right? So if you aspire to be a professional athlete and you make it to that level, I mean, you have to know that media availability is a part of what you signed on for. You know what I'm saying? So at what point do you mentally prepare yourself for they're going to ask me questions? I'm going to have to answer questions. And then too, I'll do you one better. Let's just say you sit in on a media session and they do ask you some off the wall questions or some questions that you feel like should have never got asked. Then decline the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. But
I'm starting to feel like this is why we handing out participation trophies nowadays. Like nowadays, you don't have to win shit. It's like, oh my God, you showed up. You guys played. Here's a trophy. Like, again, it goes back to another conversation we was having about the time we live in and the way that we are raising these kids nowadays. Like, we raising these kids to be soft, like very soft, extremely soft.
I mean, yeah, but I'm gonna say this, and it's weird because you talk about, you know, the media is that what's making her want to withdraw, and that's what's making our kids soft, like them dealing with the media and that type of thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, I don't think dealing with the media is what makes them soft. I think that nowadays we cater to people in such a way that now it's kind of like entitlement. Like all right, for example, you got a job, right? You know what your job description is. You know what comes along with your job. When you accept that job, you can't show up to work and be like, you know what, man? Nah, I don't think I want to do that today. I'm not mentally in the state for it. But if that's the case, don't show up to work.
But my thing is, what is making these players mentally weak? What is causing you guys to be mental weak?
I don't know if it's a mental weakness, Sean. I don't know if nowadays players. We live in a culture where we're so quick to cancel everything. Like, you got the mental health card, and mental health is a big issue, and mental health is important. So it's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I'm gonna just play the mental health card.
But yeah. I'm like this. Like, if you think about it, like the Muhammad Ali's back in the day, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like they had issues in the world at the time that they could actually use the mental card.
Yeah, but Kareem didn't like talking to the media, period, which is probably why he wasn't the biggest star as he could have been.
But Muhammad did, though.
Muhammad Ali was just extremely outspoken.
But he talked to the media, though.
Yeah, he did, and he said what he wanted to say and wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise.
But you got
to
think of it too.
What you was talking about.
But the thing about it too, you can't compare the media then to the media now.
Yeah,
it's night and day.
It's a lot more in depth now. Like, people have a lot more access to you now.
Yeah, social media. I'll get you on that.
I think athletes today have to look at it too. As far as media, like, the media today is so. I don't want it's wishy washy
assholes.
That, thank you. But to the point, because they'll say good things about you starting out, but if you have one bad game or you do one thing, it's complete and utter.
Well, don't have no bad game,
and that's the point. And that's why
not
why,
even possible, man.
And that's why athletes nowadays they're so skeptical of the media, because If you have an off game, it's like you the worst person in the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you play good, granted, you play good, it's this. And it's a day-to-day thing. And the media just destroys athletes as quick as they build them up.
It's just like the world, though. The world gonna destroy you either way. It don't matter if you're doing good, don't matter if you're doing bad.
But don't listen to them.
Pick a side. I tell you what, be like Marshawn. Fuck him.
That makes sense.
You can go that route.
Makes sense.
I look at it in a sense of, all right, once you make it to the professional level, you've been dealing with the media pretty much since high school. So at this point, it's not like you're walking into uncharted territory. You more than likely dealt with it in high school. You definitely dealt with it in college, especially if you were a bigger name getting ready to be drafted or going to the next level. Like, the media is nothing new to you, so you should already know how they operate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but I agree. But the thing is, like, once you get to that point where you are at the top and you've done what you need to do, you sort of do have that right where you can be like, nah.
I don't gotta talk
today. No, I'm not talking.
And it's not about not talking. I feel like you got the right to decline to answer whatever questions you feel you don't want to answer. That's just like if I'm having a conversation with somebody, you ask me something personal, I don't want to answer. I don't have to answer that question because you asked it. We can move on to the next. I decline to answer.
And see, but why like Kyrie? Why he not going up to the podium at all though?
I mean, listen, that's on Kyrie is a whole nother topic, man. I don't even want to get into the Kyrie thing, because I think Kyrie is kind of mental for real.
But Kyrie could fall into this that state, because he may not express it or say it, but he could be dealing with the same thing. Like, I'm to the point where I've dealt with so much stuff dealing with the media, I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
But what have he really dealt with?
But the real
LeBron
question
James
is what
all the questions when he was in.
All right, so let me ask this. But with the Kyrie situation,
he does. But think about the times that Kyrie has spoken or said something.
He said the world was flat.
That's the point. And
nobody made him say that.
Nobody made him say that. But what did everybody do?
It bombed on his.
That's the point. And then think about when he
said, like saying if he went outside and said, "Hey, the motherfucking sky is green." Like, yeah, it's going to be some backlash because we know that that's not true.
I get that. But think about all the other times he says stuff and it gets dissected.
Man, when you say outrageous stuff, though.
But that's the point. Like, if he can't say what he want to say, why would you say anything, period?
That's not the same. That's like if I came out here spewing obscenities or speaking lies or speaking non-truths, somebody is going to correct me. It's going to be something that's to be said about it.
How do you know that's not what he thinks is true?
Well, then we need to have Kyrie down with a specialist.
That's the point.
Try to figure this thing out.
Well, we need to see some of his teachers.
Man, the world ain't flat. I don't know what.
I mean, I agree. I know that, but I'm saying in his eyes, he might be like, "Hey,
well,
man,
you know, right, man, so, Kyrie don't believe that the world is flat. I, ain't no way. He just was talking.
Hey, man, he got the third eye on his shoulder for a reason.
Hey, man,
like, you look like you got the third eye."
So could it be a situation where Kyrie is, in a sense,
full of shit?
That too, but in a sense, intimidated by the media because he feels like, or maybe I'm gonna just say it, because he feel like he's, I don't know, underachieved.
How is he underachieved?
All right. Because to his own point, he left Cleveland with LeBron because he wanted to be the man. He wanted to be the one to carry a team. And he's never been able to do it. He wasn't able to do it in Cleveland. He was not able to do it in Boston.
But he did hit the game winner, though.
So is that okay?
Hitting a shot and being the man on a team is not the same thing. There's no pressure on you. If you miss that shot, the pressure is still on LeBron.
If he missed that shot, they go home.
If he missed a shot, the pressure still fall on LeBron's shoulders, though.
That's not leading the team, dude.
That's not leading the team, but he's the reason why that team won.
Okay, that's like saying if LeBron don't make that block, they lose. And that's the truth. If LeBron don't make that block, they lose. So you can't just say it's just Kyrie.
We're not talking about hitting shots. We were talking about leading the team, and that man ain't never led a team a day in his life when he made it to the NBA. Since he's been in the NBA, he ain't never led a team. Never.
So we're talking about underachieving in his own eyes, because in his own eyes, that was what he wanted. That was the weight he wanted on his shoulders. And when he got it, he could not live up to it.
Okay.
He got mental problems.
So is that where you tie in Naomi? Is that why she doesn't want to talk to the media? Because it's a loss, if it's Kyrie, he don't want to talk because he's not living up to the standard.
But Kyrie don't want to talk to losses or wins. So
but
she winning though. So why she don't want to talk?
But that's the point. She don't like. And that's
she
the
done,
point.
She done beat Serena twice already.
And Serena's at the end. So that really don't.
I mean, but still, though, she's still a favorite.
Yeah. So Serena is just what? Old now? So y'all saying she old?
Nah, I'm not saying she's old. I'm just saying, you know.
She probably looking at the reason why she didn't want to talk to the media, because she know how the media is. When you're up, they with you.
That's what I'm saying.
But again, when you sign those contracts as a professional, you know this is what comes with it. You're not the first one.
It's cool. That's fine. But sometimes you gotta. Some people, things change, and just because it was like this way when they was in the league, don't mean it still got to be like this way when these other people come in the league. Some stuff gonna change.
Things do change, but media availability has been there.
That's cool. I mean, she not just rejecting every last one of them.
Yes, she is. She don't want to talk to the media, period.
Okay, I mean, it's nothing wrong with it, though. What's wrong? I don't see nothing wrong.
So if it's part of your job description, when you sign that, like when you sign on with these people want you to be available to the media because that's how you build your brand. So again, like to say that, I just don't want to talk to y'all. Like, dude, prepare yourself. Like, that's just with anything. Some people got to prepare themselves to go to work in the morning. Like, sometimes you got to take a minute to be like, I know what's coming. I know it's going to be some bullshit, but that's okay. What I got to do to get this bag. And the bag for what she's doing is way too huge for me to be like, I ain't going to talk to y'all. I'm just going to decline and answer y'all questions.
You got to talk to the media in order to get that bag.
But that's a part of what comes along with it. She declined to play. So she's not getting paid. And she declined to pay to play because she didn't want to talk to
the
media.
The NFL, you can, if you don't talk to the media, they got to find you every game after every game after every game. She's only 23 years old. But why are you having mental problems at 23?
Dude, I mean, age does not matter with mental problems.
Age plays no role in mental health.
I ain't saying like that. What is causing your depression?
Dude, age has no... determination on mental health.
What are you depressed about, though? What is it? Your job, you are depressed at.
You don't know where her depressions are coming from. She just told you she's depressed.
You don't know.
Okay. You don't know nothing.
And that's why I say nowadays people people are more intact with their mental state, their mental health, because they want to find out what the issues are causing them to feel that way.
I think it's more, I think if we're in an age where mental health is looked at and not seen as a weakness. You know what I'm saying? Like we're finally to a point where you can ask for help and not be viewed in a negative light. Like, oh, she crazy.
Because you just think need to pray about it. Think about it. When all of us were much younger,
yeah,
it was not, as I say, easy to say that I'm having mental issues. I'm having mental problems.
Yeah.
Because what would be the outcome? How would you be looked at?
Man, they're gonna tell you to go pray about that shit. Yeah. Like Jesus can fix it. Like that back in the gap, that was the answer for everything. Like you sad, just pray about it. Like you depressed, depression, that's just a tool of the devil. Just pray about it. Like listen. It's some things in this world that's way bigger than just pray about it. Like, yeah, you say Jesus can fix it, but that's why Jesus sent doctors. You need to go talk to somebody.
Hey, Jay, I agree, but don't belittle people's religious beliefs on the point.
That's
that
not
point.
Belittling your religious beliefs, but like, if that's listen, how many people may have? We don't know the exact number,
but how
many people suicide may have been attributed to? People in their family or people that they confided in just telling them to just pray about it. I mean, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about this thing for real. Let's be honest about it.
But I get you on that. But what I'm saying is when you say that, just pray about it, that's still a part of people's belief. They believe that prayer is a big part of what they do. So and you can't belittle
that. That's not belittling that if I say, but you cannot say in this day and age, just pray about it. Because, yeah, they say prayer changes things. But again, G, Sometimes
what the you doctor have
to
gonna go, do,
though? You have to deal with a professional.
The doctor can't do nothing. What the doctor gonna do? He don't know.
The doctor can help you find out where the issue is. He can help you try to get through the things. Yeah, pinpoint where it is. Pinpoint what's causing it. You know.
But my thing is, like, I don't want me to say they weak or whatever, but
that's what I think you're leaning towards.
But I'm looking at how, like, if you think about like your grandparents, what they've been through when they were coming up.
Yeah,
they have a more reason to be mental unstable. What are you going through in life in 2020 that you have everything that you need to pinpoint your life? They didn't have no fucking
Sean. You gonna say in the middle of a pandemic where people been stuck in the house?
But they were depressed before the pandemic. People coming out of depression.
But that will make though if you already dealing with depression and you put in that situation where you
and people saying that stuck in the house shit, that shit overrated, man. Stuck in the house. Now you losing your job, that's different. But
that's the point.
Being stuck in the fucking house,
that's the point. You being stuck in the house, you done lost your job. You don't know where your money going. You don't know where you're doing. That can cause it.
If you lost your job or something like that. Now you lost your job, you can't find food and health or whatever. But that's different. But if like your grandparents, they went through back in the day, they had to worry about putting food on your parents, and they ain't really had no good job back then.
But Sean, you doing the same thing today. You still got to worry about putting food on the table and all the other type stuff.
Yeah,
too.
But it's a clearer path. What I'm saying, you got a more clearer path in today's because everything's
that's from your hand. That's from your point of view. You don't know about anybody else's point of view.
Damn, everybody's point of view.
You got to.
But again, Sean, you can't really speak on what another generation dealt with because that generation that you're talking about right now, like to them, to come out and be like, I feel a certain way inside was viewed as a weakness. They weren't going to do it because you knew what you were going to be met with.
But they can scream out today. They can scream out to the world on Twitter and be like, hey, look at me. I'm hurting. Back then, they couldn't do that. Back then.
Did you say Twitter?
So now you're
saying that Twitter gonna solve your mental health problems.
But Twitter
gonna help you with depression. No, Twitter's gonna make you more depressed.
But Jesus. But Instagram and Twitter and all these social media is how we find out what's going on with the shooting these days. Back then they ain't had none of that shit.
That's the news, sir.
That's it.
You can, I mean, Instagram, people can share it on social media, but it's news outlets putting out this information.
That's what I'm saying, the news. It's still the same thing. I'm just saying they didn't have that back in the day. You didn't know what people getting hit in the head. They ain't know none of that shit back in the day.
But see,
how does that tie into what we talking about?
You just may have proved it a little bit more. Like, that's another thing that's causing a lot of people to deal with mental issues. Like social media. People do better when they cut it off. When they are distanced away from it.
Stay off Facebook, goddamn.
I mean, I could see that.
Not just gonna say stay off Facebook or stay off Instagram.
Yeah, you ain't got to, but you ain't gotta be in it every 5 seconds.
Know how to control it. That's all it is. Like, don't let it go to your head.
Oh no, man. I think we live in a generation where people wear their emotions on their sleeves.
People are very sensitive.
Extremely. So nowadays, you know what I'm saying? You see things, and so much of it with the accessibility that we have, it's right in your face that I can see how it can be mentally taxing. But again, you kind of got to know how to remove yourself from that environment and take care of self. You know what I'm saying?
And if you think about it, that's sort of what she did.
I mean,
that's what she did. She removed herself from the environment.
But you don't.
But it's easier to do that.
So is she gonna retire from tennis? That's your profession.
But it's easier to do that when you have that type of funding. When you have that money behind you, it's easier to do. And like I said, I agree with what you said. The person that's living an everyday life, they can't do that. Like if they feel like they have a social anxiety disorder and they still have to go to work every day, they can't be like, I'm not going. I'm not gonna go. You have to go.
They gotta go.
Yeah. You have to go.
I think so. I don't know. I hate to call people role models, especially at that young age. But
damn role model.
I hate to say it, but sometimes we have people that look up to us. So I think sometimes one of the things that we really need to pay attention to, and I applaud her if it's actually mental health. You know what I'm saying? Mental health related, that she took a step back and said, you know what, I'm gonna just do what I need to do for me, because it's young women that look up to her and it's gonna empower them to take care of self in the same light.
And I
think she just needs time to breathe, that's all.
I mean, yeah, you distancing yourself, but I think
because all that fame at one time, you're not used to it, it'll eat you alive.
I think the main thing that you need to do.
How would you know?
I wouldn't know, but I see other celebrities go through the same thing. Shit happened to Eminem. He went dope.
I think the main thing you got to do is take care of yourself. You gotta know where you are mentally.
You gotta. Yeah.
All right.
She might
just take care of that next.
Just say take care of the nasty.
Boy,
yeah.
That brain, man.
Boy, that's not what a nest egg is.
She might need a little hug. She need a little hug.
I don't think hugs can fix this.
Nah, she got a boyfriend.
Man, who said anything about
her? You just said she need love.
Man, some people need, sometimes when they
she got parents.
Hey, I think sometimes people just need validation. And when you feel like it's a chance that the people that's talking to you aren't going to validate you, but there's a possibility that you could be torn down. I think that's mentally taxing in a way that causes people.
And that's where the media comes in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where the media comes in.
Who asked anything about her boyfriend though?
Why you say she need love?
Man, I ain't asked nothing about, I don't care nothing about her boyfriend. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Why you said she need
that
love?
That don't matter.
So was you offering a hug? Was that what that was?
She just need a love. She might not be getting the right hugs. Probably think she getting a hug. Nah. She just need, yeah.
All right, so what we doing is Chad throwing shouts out to Naomi.
You want to drop your Gmail, your Instagram, your phone numbers.
I ain't quite made.
You don't hit your Mike Jones 000.
Don't worry. By this time next year, I promise you, I'm gonna be a worldwide. Hey, know me.
Hey,
worldwide name. You heard?
She like people in shape.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, dog. Whoa. This dude. Whoa. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Man. Yes.
Hey, Lord.
God damn.
Bro. I don't even want a brother in shape. She probably want a brother that's gonna cook for her, vow for her. You know what I'm saying? Some real love, not that little skinny stuff.
I don't think providing is the issue. I think she got that bag.
Hey, oh, you right. What?
She got her own shell.
That big bag.
Nobody talking to you in it. Big nose fucker.
Did that boy just call that boy Squidward?
Yeah, hey,
Squidward in this.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey, man. But again, so what are we talking about? Do you think that in today's world, the media sessions or the media availability aspect of the professional athlete plays a taxing role to their mental health?
To certain athletes, I think it does. I think it does. I really think it does, because, like I said, it's bad enough knowing that you've done bad. But then you got to go and you got to talk to the media about it. And like you said, it's probably a part of the validation thing too. It's easy to go in there and talk to the media after you done played good. You get all the validation. But dealing with it afterwards, dealing with them telling you what you did wrong, it's a totally different ball game. So, yep. I mean, and all it comes back to it, like, regardless of if it's the media or not, you got to do what's best for you mentally. You've got to know where you are.
Yeah.
And she knows where she's at. You know what I'm saying? She knew that going to the French Open was gonna put her in a bad place if she wasn't already in a bad place. So she made a decision.
Who she really though?
So yeah.
I don't know. I feel you. I guess the real question is, If you don't have a history or have previously been open, like, I don't know. You never want to say that somebody's being deceitful, but at what point is it playing the mental health card?
Oh, damn.
I don't think she's playing on mental health card.
I'm not talking about her in general. I'm saying athletes as a whole.
Oh, well,
I mean, we're talking about across the board.
They ain't really got nothing to the game from it. Now, if you playing it from a murderer,
what?
I can play the mental health card.
Man, shut up. You do got something to gain from it.
If you played
horrible, you know that you about to get ate alive by the media. No, you'd be saying, like, you know what? I'm not mentally in the space where I can deal with this. Like, that's playing the mental health card. What is you talking about?
You said a mental health card. All
right. So
that's the same thing.
Kyrie do it all the time.
I ain't talking about basketball. I'm talking about just in general. You said playing the mental card.
That's playing the mental health card.
Okay. Ain't that playing the mental health card?
How many personal days did Kyrie take this season? That boy got more PTO than anybody I know.
Yeah. But I ain't talking about Kyrie.
And it was based on his mental health.
So who are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
You talking about her?
No, I'm saying.
In general.
He's saying the mental health card.
So you're saying athletes have played that card before? You think some athletes have played that card before?
This fool is saying that card don't apply to athletes.
I ain't said don't apply. I said, what do they have to gain?
Not having to get their ass tirated by the media. What you mean?
But they still have a lot to lose for that too, because even though we are open as a culture for his mental status, people still question them, like, is that weak, that they're being weak?
All right, you know what? We can go down that road, but at the same time, I'll give you a prime example. DeMar DeRozan came out and spoke openly about his depression issues and about his mental state, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever really see anything about DeMar DeRozan in the media?
I feel you. But I got something for you on that one
too.
I got something on that one. Remember when Dak said what he said
about his brother?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And how he felt. Remember how I'm not gonna say the exact name, but certain parts of the media pointed him to being mentally weak.
Yeah, like certain parts of the motherfucking media are fucking idiots. But and I say that straight up, point blank. That man was dealing with losing family members, and you talking about mentally weak? Like, bro, anybody lose somebody, a brother, a mother, a sister, anybody extremely close to you, you lose them, and it's gonna put you in a different place. You can't expect me to be the same me that I am every day going through that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't gain anything and you don't lose anything. But and that's what we're talking about, the media. The media can still paint that picture where, you know.
Yeah, you got certain people out here, like I said, you got certain people out here that are fucking idiots. And they doing it for self-gain at that point. Yeah. They doing headlines to elevate self. So basically what they doing is stepping on somebody's mental health to elevate their status is exactly what that is.
Yeah. But you have people out there like that.
You do. You definitely do. Which is why we're talking about it. Which is why we're talking about the role that it plays.
Let's talk about
it. So do a player owe the media obligation to tell them what they're going through if they're depressed?
You don't have an obligation to tell anybody what you're dealing with, but at the same time, you have the power to decline to answer questions. But
if you don't do it, you know they're gonna kill you. They're gonna crucify
you. And they're gonna crucify you if you do.
But if you tell them what you're going through, they might have a little.
No, they have no mercy. Did you not just hear what we were just talking about with
Dave? They did for Naomi. When she stepped,
and they didn't have no mercy for her.
They didn't know.
Man, I sat back and watched Chris Broussard and another Fox analyst.
They didn't know.
You a lie. That's what she said. She said
they crucified her first. Then she told them that she was going through mental.
But again, she stated that was her reason from the beginning. Sean, what are you talking about?
What I'm saying, that's the reason why they got on her head. They didn't know she was going through something mental.
Okay.
But what, she would have said that first time.
Do you listen? Did you hear what I just said?
What do you say?
From the beginning, she stated that it was for mental health reasons.
All right.
It was mental from the beginning. She said it was taxing mentally from the beginning.
That's what I'm saying. So if you tell the media,
she said, all right, Sean, I get what you're saying. If she said it was taxing mentally, did she fully on say at that point in time she was dealing with full on depression?
Yeah,
because she could have said it was taxing mentally. It's a difference between being taxed mentally and being dealing with full on depression.
And just because you a celebrity, that don't mean that everybody is entitled to every aspect of your life.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So if I worded something in a way that I was comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, you can't be like, well, you didn't come out and say that, hey, I'm depressed. I'm dealing with depression. I'm seeing a counselor. I don't got to tell you that shit.
Nah, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't. But when you say I'm dealing with stuff mentally, it was mentally taxing. And then people come out and say, you are weak because you should be accustomed to going out there dealing with this on a day-to-day basis, because this is what you do. You sort of do feel the point where you have to say, hey, it's mentally taxing, but the reason it's mentally taxing is not because I'm mentally weak. It's because I've been dealing with stuff outside the realm of this and what you're talking. I've been dealing with depression for a long time, and it just got to a point where I can't deal with it anymore. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I want to distance myself away from it.
And that part is understandable, which is why I said in the beginning, like, at what point, you know what I'm saying, is it, okay, what do you really owe? Because it can be seen in two different lights. You know what I'm saying?
But what I said. You don't owe them anything. But when they start... Like when they start crucifying you, you feel it to a certain point where
you got a question for you, JV. You think they would do that to LeBron if he would like miss the playoff game and just say
LeBron's gonna get crucified one way or the other? LeBron is gonna get crucified.
I'm saying just with
simply.
If LeBron
right now came out and said that he was depressed during the first round, do you want to know what's gonna happen? They're going to crucify him and be like, oh, so now you're making excuses for a first round exit. That's exactly what's going to happen to LeBron.
JV, you beating the dead horse. It's not you. It's this retarded motherfucker.
You can't say the R word, man. Get your ass out here. Goddamn weed. God. You're the nicotine now.
Like I say, I'm not taking sides either way. I'm trying to look at this thing from both sides and really give an objective point of view. Because in one aspect, as a professional athlete, like I said before in the beginning, there is an aspect of what you do that you know what you signed on for and what comes along with it. But then there's the other side where it's, okay, at what point do you take your mental stability and mental health into account and just say no more?
And I mean, it's up for debate because, and like I said, at the end of the day, your mental is the only thing that's most important.
But at the end of the day, you're the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Who knows?
Know your own
mental. How deep it is.
Know your own mental. And if you don't, take time to find out.
Definitely seek help. Don't just listen to these people who said, oh, it'll work itself out. Did you pray about it? I mean, I'm not telling you not to pray about it.
Man,
look here. You shut the hell up. You can shut the hell up.
Check this out.
I'm not telling you don't pray about it, but what I'm saying is don't stop right there. Stop at that step.
That's better. Because
basically what we're saying is, what are you trying to say?
If you need
pray about it, pray every day. You need to pray.
Everybody can't see a therapist, JB.
Man, listen, just listen.
You think everybody can afford to see a therapist?
Hey, but it's not always about a therapist. Seeking help is not always about a therapist. Because you don't know. Listen, check this out. Go ahead, Chad.
Pray about it every day. Pray every day. But what he's saying is, just you can find help within your friends if you got friends like that also. That's the first step. Try to reach out to somebody. But you saying go talk to
now he says friend. he said go talk to somebody that got professional help.
Okay, but listen
a therapist.
I said it.
Yeah, you did. You said a therapist.
Or did I say seek help?
No, you said
I said seek help.
You said therapist. You can play the tape back.
We can. And if I did say a therapist, guess what?
It ain't nothing
wrong with going to a therapist if you could afford that. But
I say everybody can afford it. All right,
that's fine. Guess what?
For $30,000.
Hey, hold on. Let me do you one better, because with a lot of these, I don't wanna offend anybody, but with a lot of these health plans that you can get on lower incomes, they come with a certain amount of therapy sessions already. So again, sir, you ain't got to pay out of pocket to see a therapist. It's not as difficult as people like to make it seem like it is. If you need help, there are avenues that you can take to get help.
Definitely facts.
Yeah, and the thing is you got to notice in yourself that you need help. You know what I'm saying? That you are spiraling or you're headed in the wrong direction.
Some people like to keep stuff bottled in, which ain't good.
True.
Because they feel like they have nobody to talk to.
True.
But it's the thing, though. You can really, what I was saying, you can seek help within your friends if you keep really interrupting me, though. You, your little bright ass, your twin, you, your Sean X, whatever you want to call yourself. I don't know what the fuck it is. But anyway, what I was saying was.
He don't know. What the fuck you said? What are you saying? What the fuck are you saying?
Okay. All right, people. What we're going to say is mental health is important.
Very.
Media, everything else crossed out, not important. Try to stay in tune with your mental health.
Yeah, pray about it.
And it is okay to go dark.
It is.
You don't always have to be extremely accessible.
Yeah,
everybody.
But I always have somebody to talk to, though. Most definitely.
Like we all need that person in our life that we can confide in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That we can lay stuff on, and we know that it's gonna be good intentions coming back.
I'm so open. I can talk to my fellas right here.
Yeah,
but that's me. Everybody ain't like that.
And yeah, he can't talk to us because that's Chad. That's Chad.
I mean, but you know, he gonna get some good advice back. He ain't gonna be here like, AJ, man, I've been feeling real down lately. I'm not gonna be like, really? Shit. Bitch, kill yourself. Like, I ain't gonna tell you no.
Yes,
I ain't gonna tell you no crazy shit like that.
Woo! You know? Coming in hot.
You know. We ain't gonna do that.
Nah,
we ain't gonna do that.
You two, y'all ain't.
I swear, he threw some bums earlier, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just eat my salt over here.
Oh gosh!
Again, mental health extremely important.
Very.
If you need help, or you feel like you need help, seek help.
Please
call JV.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I think since you just said that, it just gave me an idea. To everybody that's listening, if you go on Facebook and you follow More Than Sports, after this episode, I'm gonna open up the email, and anything that y'all email in, we will respond to. I guarantee it. With that being said, we're going to close this thing out. This is More Than Sports.
Let's get active.
All right, we back. We finna talk about the most controversial shit in the world, especially if your ass ain't by yourself. All right, here we go. We finna dive into this thing like this. We're going to talk about cheating. What's considered cheating? And what? Better yet. Who cheats more, men or women?
Ooh-wee. this is bad territory right here.
Tread lightly.
Man, what's sound? You say who cheats more out of men and women? See, it's things that we don't see. It's things that a lot of men don't even know. Like, if I have my own opinion, and if I just go off to, well, which I do have my own opinion, so I have to say women.
So you saying women cheat more, they just get caught less?
They know how to do this shit. They don't know that I learned a lot from them.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is it really that they just that good at it that they know how to do this shit? Or is it that a lot of men are naive and don't think that it'll happen to them? So you don't pay attention to the telltale signs when it's happening to you?
I think that's what, it's a lot of men that are naive and they got that pride thing, like ain't nobody gonna holler at my old lady because of who I am. She love me to death, she ain't gonna cheat on me. You don't know that. You man, the main thing, she probably out there cheating right now. You think she being faithful? That's how sneaky. That's how good they is.
Yeah, but I think it's also too. It's how it's framed. Like, and this is for both sides. You the person that's cheating can frame it to the point where you think that they're being, you know what I'm saying, faithful. To, yeah, and they frame it so well.
It have been so bad, bro. Like, it's funny.
You could have some hold. That's all.
No. Hold on. Let me clear that.
You said it's been so bad.
Let me clear that right now. We ain't gonna go no farther from that little point you just said or whatever you just said.
Let's talk about it.
No. We not gonna sit up here and think that we not talking about Chad. Let me clear it up. We are not talking about me. I don't give a damn what the hell they was doing while I was in a relationship with whatever female I was in a relationship with. I don't care. And if we was in a relationship, I just want to clear it and put this out there. Yeah, I cheated and did what I did and don't care.
Well, wait, so what? Okay. What was the point you were making?
I wanted him to don't ever get that twisted think that we talking about me right now.
You said
no. So you saying no? There's no possibility that it's ever happened to you?
Oh, no, nah, it's a possibility. That it happened.
I was just trying to clear that shit up. So what you're saying is,
when you're speaking, you're not speaking about.
I'm not talking about myself. You said I. I didn't say I. What are you saying? So you putting it as if I was talking about. I thought you said I. No, I didn't say I. I was not talking about myself. I heard I. No, I'm not. No, see, that's your problem. You always trying to throw some shit on me and ain't talking on me.
All right. My apology. I thought I heard the I. But don't worry about I. It's not coming around here.
No, no, no. No, see, that's what I said. That's why I said I. Because I didn't see. No, I didn't see, like, people really, like, I didn't see females move, like, and they old man just thinking that they, I'm like, damn. Like,
but see, that's what I said. That's more on the side where they paint a picture that's believable to that. Yeah.
So what can I ask a question?
What you got?
Is it that the picture that's being painted is so believable? Or
I think I know where you're going. I think it's a combo.
Is it that you don't see it because you don't want to see it?
That's
like a lot of times things be going on right in front of your face, but unless you want to actually admit to yourself that that's a possibility or that could be what that is, like you won't even allow yourself to see it.
I think it's a combo because if they trying to hide it and at the same time you feeling like I'm not gonna see it, I'm not paying attention to it. I know she's being or know he's being like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a combo that can have you in blind space for a very long time.
You out here in the null void
for a very long time.
And so, nowadays, it's hard for you to be in a relationship nowadays anyway, because these people do not care.
No.
Hell no.
You right on that.
Hey, but you know what though? I think nowadays a lot of relationships ain't even based upon I love this person, that person loves me. Like nowadays, it's financial moves. Like nowadays, it's a power play.
What you can do for me?
Yeah, I'm saying it's a power play nowadays. Like I'm doing this, you doing this. If we combine it, imagine what we could be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that plays a big part of like what comes next when it comes to infidelity in a lot of relationships too.
Okay, I got a question for you guys, and this is probably gonna open up another can of worms when we talk about cheating and stuff like. Where do you feel social media plays a part?
A big part.
Boy, social media put it right there in your face.
Right in your face.
Like it's social media really it tears up a lot of relationships too, but that's another topic for another day. But social media plays a big part in cheating, just like it's there. Like
does it play a big part or do it just make it easier?
It make it easier. I think that's the main issue.
Cause but you can just scroll through and you just
make it happen. Swipe.
You know what I'm saying?
She done post the pic. You see this pic. Uh-huh. Oh, I gotta hit up her inbox.
Yeah.
Got to. I gotta see what this is like.
So I mean.
So let me ask you a question. Is texting a bitch considered cheating?
Why so harsh? John, why so harsh, man?
Asking the question.
God damn.
Is that really cheating, though? No.
Coming in.
Is there baby steps to this cheating?
Is there baby steps to this talking?
There are steps we gotta take to get to the cheating part.
Listen, so let me ask you this:
you're a married
man. Is there not something that's established within your relationship?
No, I'm just asking, because
I don't think there is.
I mean, everybody been down that road before.
But I'm just saying, I don't think that there is are.
Is texting a bit?
I'm just saying, I don't think that it's an across the board answer. For like,
nah.
What is and what ain't.
If we want to put it in, I got Chad answer. Here go Chad answer. It's texting the bitch cheating. Look here, don't mind him. He you know what I'm saying? He a little, you know. But I'm single. Look here, I can say texting a bitch. But I'm going to say it the correct way. It's texting a woman. It's texting another woman cheating. technically in their eyes, yes, but it is cheating.
But
yes,
you said in their eyes,
like, yeah, I did.
All right, so in your eyes, if she was cheating, texting another cheating. Dude, it's cheating. How would you
it's
feel?
That's why
about
I say it's cheating. Yeah. It's cheating. JB.
Shoot,
why ain't in a relationship now?
What you got, Sean? Shoot,
because I know they want to play the game the wrong way. They want to.
I just asked the question: was that baby step cheating, or there's a level? Look, there's a different level.
Going out with another time out, you finna go out here with your friend. If it ain't established at the beginning of the relationship that this is my friend guy, this been my friend guy for I don't know how long. It ain't got no. This is my friend girl. This been my friend girl for I don't know how long, and you gotta respect it. And it's simple as that. You gotta respect it, but at the same time, that friendship. In the backfield now, that relationship is at the top now. So you gotta be respectful in your relationship first. Before, even though that friendship been here for so long.
So what you saying? You gotta figure out a balance.
Yes, simple.
But,
as that.
Okay, but what if
you gotta be respect both ways? If it ain't respect both ways, it ain't gonna work.
All right, cool. So let me ask you. Go ahead.
What if you run across the notion that? You said you got to be respectful in both ways. All right, I got you. So say you handle the situation like you said. You told her or him, or whichever one from the beginning, this is my friend girl, this is my friend guy. You know what I'm saying? We've been this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the beginning, he or she is like, yeah, okay, all right.
You know, we talking about in the beginning, like when y'all first started dating?
That's the point.
I don't think that counts,
but this is the point. This is one point. You started at the beginning.
I don't think that counts.
But check this out. You started at the beginning, but as your relationship grows, how he or she looks at what your friendship with that other person that changes. That changes a lot.
Because in the beginning, most relationships, motherfuckers are just trying to get something.
Yeah, they just
that's in the beginning. But I'm just being honest.
But
about
when when you or whoever starts digging their heels in, and you trying to be there,
them heartstrings start getting tugged on.
You start seeing everything. You start seeing you start seeing beams, and you taking headshots. You trying to get them up out of there.
You see that picture get posted? Oh y'all out. these motherfuckers is
wild and
really hanging.
Oh, so y'all hanging out?
Oh, I ain't get invited. You said you was going out with your friends.
Yeah,
my friend got no. That part didn't ever get mentioned.
Well, I ain't talking nobody with no damn
guy friend.
Yeah, that shit dead.
Hey, you know what? You can't say that because at no point. Like, you can't say that the person that you're dealing with ain't never had guy friends.
Well,
in
fuck it. I ain't never getting in another relationship. How about that?
God damn, man. Why
I'm just saying. I ain't got time for these motherfuckers. Because these women are something different now. I'm just going to look here. I'm going to talk for the man. I want to say what y'all really want to say. Man, fuck these hoes.
God damn.
You want to know what's ironic?
Then you just get on me when I say bitches.
Yeah,
you married though. He did. He roasted your ass, but let me tell you something crazy.
Bitches,
right before we started recording this motherfucking segment, my little sister called and she was like, "Yeah, I need to talk about how men ain't shit. Matter of fact, plug me in. I come in there and talk for you." I said, "God damn!" Now I turn around and Chad say, "These women ain't worth a goddamn."
And them are back. Hey, we can talk about all that.
Check this out. Chad just said it, and your sister just said it.
Yeah.
Check this out. Like this. I think the thing is, the people in relationships nowadays. Or the people that are trying to be in relationships, when they looking around and just saying everything ain't shit. Every last one of every person, female, don't matter.
I'm on the outside. Right now I'm thinking I'm on the outside looking at everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. From this relationship, that relationship, the one that's single, the one that thinks she a player. I'm looking at it. I peep everything. You sitting up there thinking that. Just because we cool, you talking, you tell me, but I'm still peeping you. I'm peeping you at all times. You don't even notice. It's a test at all times. At all times. I ain't letting up. I'm always focused. I got my head on the swivel, and I don't trust shit.
Hey, Chad, so just like you said all that, you think she doing the same thing to you?
Nah.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Hey, bro.
You right.
Hey, we got too big of egos. Women are way more observant than we are.
That's what you fall short at thinking they just women observing like this. Nah,
I didn't say it wasn't. I said women are naturally more observant.
You're right. But listen, when you got somebody like me that's been through this and I've seen they got a mama like mine that's just like she's very observant. My mama is very observant.
All right. Clear that up. Because dude, you
no. That's very observant.
Threw that in there.
Like ain't getting nothing getting past. My mama, that's dead. Anybody that know my mama know that ain't nothing.
I know your mama, boy.
Right. So know that I'm just like her. I'm very observant. I ain't letting shit pass me up. So if you want to play with me, I'll let you know.
Puff the magic dragon in this motherfucker.
Hey. I'm when you know how they say where you done graduated from when you graduated from hungry. To greedy,
yeah,
and it's observing shit. I just graduated from hungry to greedy. Motherfucking greedy. So you might not want to play with Chad. I see everything.
But this one thing, Hawkeye, see every goddamn thing.
Trust me, I'm everywhere.
Oh, you omnipotent now. This motherfucker is all places at one
time. All places at one time.
He said, I'm the fly on the wall, motherfucker. You thought you was in there with just them for a while. Then I was in there.
Man, I'm there. Cheating is an art.
It's an art to cheat?
Yes.
the art of cheating. Okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm single, so it's a beautiful thing.
That's what we're putting out here to these people, that it's a beautiful thing. That's the road we're going down.
If you're single like me, it is.
But how can we stop?
But if you're single, how you cheat?
Hold up. Whoa.
Stop it. If you're single, how you cheat?
I'm talking about the person that I'm doing it with.
Okay. All right. Hold up.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold up. Sean, you said,
how can we stop?
How
can we stop
shit?
Stop cheating?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Right.
The same way you stop eating meat.
But check this out. You have many people that'll say quick in a hurry, and this is on both sides, men and women, they'll say they don't know how not to.
All right, but
you see what I'm saying?
But you know what?
Hold up, Chad. I know you, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that women don't know how to not cheat. You're going to say it. But you're not going to say it?
I was going to say that's a lie because me, myself, I've thrown it out there. I used to be a cheater. We can't consider this shit cheating now because I'm not in a relationship, but I ain't even doing that now. But that ain't y'all business anyway.
But you just made it they business. You tell them all your business. Yeah, boy, in the last three episodes, you done said I'm single 454 times.
Well, yeah.
Plus one. 455.
I just need somebody to understand out there that I'm single.
You putting it out there. You ready to mingle.
You ready to motherfucking me.
That's what that is.
It get a little lonely.
That boy is making love to the mic.
David Ruffin.
My style.
All right. I got another question that involves the cheating aspect.
What's up?
All right. And this is sort of on the backside of it. After the cheating has happened, you're in a different space. If you've cheated and you're trying to go back to
that person,
how do you relay or how do you show that you aren't that cheater anymore?
I got the first
Can
out.
You? Can
I got,
you?
I got the first
Hell
out.
Hell nah.
Hold on.
That's what I...
Hold on. I got
there
the
ways. Can't. There are ways. There are ways you to can't. Do it.
If not, if you not, say, you want to know why? Go ahead, Chad. I'll come back to it in a second.
You say if that person had cheated, and then we trying to work something out.
Nah,
If you cheated, either way.
Okay, if I cheated,
or either way, it don't matter. If somebody cheated on you and they trying to come back to you, or you cheated, you trying to come back to them.
I'm gonna do both ways.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gonna start with me.
Go ahead.
So if I cheated, do I feel like they can come back to me and I stop cheating?
No, if they cheated.
No, I'm saying like I'm gonna start with me though.
Okay, all
right. If I cheated, right? We're going both ways. Right?
Yeah. Okay. All
right. If I cheated, do I feel like they can come back to me? to a point where get back in a relationship with me, well, I'm gonna stop cheating.
Well, you trying to get them back.
And you're, I stop cheating, right?
Yeah. Do you think
I feel like I can do? Yes, I can. Yes.
I'm saying, but do you feel like that person
should come back to me?
That will that person willingly, or is it, and that's the point. Are they always gonna have that thought?
Always gonna be there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's always gonna be there.
It's always gonna be.
It can be 23 years later, but you can wake up
and it's gonna come back.
You be like, email hit your shit at 2:60 in the morning, and guess what's gonna happen? Who that bitch texting you?
Every time they say that,
and yes, I said 2:60.
They say that
I was wondering.
3 o'clock.
Gotcha.
They say that they not gonna do this, they not gonna do that, they gonna stop that, they gonna trust this. That's them all lies. Them just be lies.
Oh yeah.
Once you done cheated, that's forever.
Are you locked in?
That shit ain't going nowhere. But if she cheat on me,
mm-hmm.
I ain't no coming back.
What the fuck? What kind of double-edged fucking sword?
You better ask about me.
Oh, all right. So what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. Like,
I don't give a damn.
I'm just trying to understand.
I'm going to put it out there just like this, and I'm going to put it out there just like this. And I mean this. Just because I cheated and you come back and you stay, you made that decision, man. But if you cheat, it's on me, right? Mm-hmm. It's on me whether I want you to come back or not, because you didn't cheat it on me. Hell no, because you're going to do it again. I don't trust some stupid man.
All right, so do you expect them to feel the same way about you?
They can. They got that option. Listen, that's the thing. They got that option.
Yeah.
But guess what? They had that decision. But the decision most of them make is to come back. I've seen this so many times, and I know y'all have had somebody.
Yeah.
That y'all. I don't know if y'all personally didn't cheat each other's selves, because I can't speak
if you
on that.
If you haven't had it done to you, or if you know somebody.
Okay, uh-huh. So if you personally didn't cheat yourself, and then the person that you cheated on decided to come back, if you didn't have that happen in your life, I know I didn't have it happen in my life plenty of time. But that's not my fault. You chose to come back after I done cheated. You did that, not me. You had the option to leave. I asked you what you want to do. Do you want to stay or you want to leave? You chose to come back. So at the end of the day, even though I was in the wrong, you have to either have to clear your heart up and pray to God to trust me again if you're gonna stay so this shit can work, or just leave and be happy with yourself and just get over the fact of me, basically.
Okay.
Some of you hoes don't care if you cheat. You got that bag coming in.
That's all it is. It's a money game. But that's the thing. You got to be stronger than that. You got to be smarter than the average bill.
Okay, check this out. So she damn.
Everything a money game.
Well,
facts.
Everything.
I ain't too many.
I was just about to say.
I'm gonna put it.
Everybody ain't got money.
Everybody ain't got money.
Hold on.
I'm gonna put it to you just like this. Guarantee you, if they still there, she cheating some type of way. I don't give a damn. If you ain't got no money and that girl still there with you, it ain't too many. It's like 3%. 3% in this world that's sticking with somebody just because they ain't got nothing.
3%.
It's like 3%. But that other 97%, guess what? They with you, right? They there, huh? You think they there with you, huh? Think they ain't out there getting some more.
True.
You be a fool to think less.
Boo-boo the fool.
Be smarter. Wake up, hey. Man. I preach for the men just like you women had your own show. Y'all preach for the women. I'm preaching for the men.
Inspirations from Pastor Chad.
Out to
him. Wow. All
right. Yes. Go ahead.
So, back on the subject. Since we just going down the rabbit hole, we going deeper and deeper.
Fuck it.
We talking about cheating. We got that. We on subject. We talking about cheating.
Let go.
That's part of relationships and all.
Let go.
So, this ain't sensitive. This is just a point. This is a homeboy status. And it's not a homeboy status. This is determining, like, where you feel that on where you stand in cheating and where you feel like should you step in on.
What? Hold on. Do what? Say that again.
That's no point. Like if you, it's like if you see a crime, do you report it?
So you mean like if I seen your old lady with somebody else, should I tell you?
Yeah, if you see a crime, should you report it?
Bitch, I'm snitching.
Takashi.
Dude, no.
Big Takashi.
Big Takashi.
Cause guess what? They gonna do it to you.
I had an incident just like that. Look, check this out. And it wasn't true. But I had a friend, Larry.
Why you naming names?
Hey, bro.
People should be presumed innocent until proven guilty. It's about me though. That's cool, but hey, let me put it like that. Okay.
We gotta start changing names.
Y'all gotta misunderstood.
Larry, my point is, we got you. Go ahead.
He was calling me and be like, hey, twin, I think I see your old lady with somebody in the car.
Uh-huh.
I said, like, yeah. He was like, oh yeah, I was like, what kind of car is it? He said, oh no, you got a Cadillac. I said, yeah. I think she got somebody in the car with her. I said, nah, I'm in the Cadillac. I'm glad you're looking out though. Glad you're looking out.
Was somebody in the car with you?
Nah.
Wow. He said he was in the Cadillac.
Nah, okay. But my old lady with me.
The one in your own car.
Yeah, I was the one. Yeah. He didn't recognize.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you just like this. You might be lying, but I'm
not. For the guy, that what happened. He called me that damn day. I remember that day. That was the day before.
I'm gonna tell you just like this to answer EJ's question.
But y'all got all bent out of hell for nothing.
But you still don't.
You still name names.
Rule number one. No, don't say nobody.
We don't say names. Just I had a homeboy.
But it was still about me. We weren't about him.
But we still ain't putting nobody names. Like we not exposing no names.
Well, it wasn't nothing foul about it. How about that?
Moving on.
Who is personally?
People don't know.
Moving on.
Other people in this world that really know you.
But what does that? What does that?
Nobody want to hear.
It's gonna hurt.
Moving on.
What is it gonna hurt?
But to answer the EJ question, he said what I reported. Man, look here. Let me tell you something. You think I ain't gonna report it? I'm more loyal to my partner than I am. That's what's wrong with some of you fool ass niggas. I'm more loyal to my I'm more loyal to my partner than I am to her. She just came into the picture. What I'm being loyal to her for? If I catch her crazy ass,
you wanna know why? I'll tell you why.
What?
Because if your partner catch your old lady cheating and they don't inform you, your partner trying to hit your old lady. I say it again. If your homeboy caught your old lady cheat and they didn't be like, hey, say homie, this what happened, your partner probably trying to stick your old lady.
Oh yeah.
Because they is not gonna show you the same love. If your old lady friend even thought, boy, you could have been with your sister.
Yeah.
Boy, you could have been with your mama, your auntie, and your grandma. Word. She would have been I seen him in the goddamn grocery store with three hoes. She done took pictures and everything and sent them motherfuckers. Your old lady gonna have to be like, bitch, that's his mama, his sister, and his grandma.
Man.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, he out here with these bitches. Like, I'm just saying. Just...
on me. No facts. No facts, cool.
And guess what? They gonna high five about that shit. Like,
on me. On me. Damn. That's what's wrong with you, fool ass, duck ass niggas.
God damn.
Look at the level.
I ain't dropping rat and ass.
That ain't rat. What is rat? He didn't do that.
Boy, you was a rat, boy.
What was the rat?
But then we just all snitch.
I'm snitching. I'm snitching on the right thing.
That wasn't the right thing.
You saying names. We ain't saying
names. You just said your name changed?
I said my name.
We know who on this damn show. Okay.
They know who I am.
What, they don't know who Larry is. And they can't get to me.
God, the other people that's listening know who he is. The people that we know personally, they know who
I know a lot of Larrys. How they know who Larry I'm talking about? I got four Larrys in my name. Just forget it. They don't know what Larry I'm talking about.
Why you got four dudes named Larry?
I work with a lot of people.
Four different Larrys.
A lot of Larrys in this world.
Hey man, Larry, don't stand for something else, dude.
I'm 6'9" when it comes to the right thing. I'm talking about being loyal to my partner. I'm ratting if I see this old lady out there cheating. I don't care.
Is she doing a hokey pokey or something? I'm
ratting.
And
I see with my own eyes, guess what? My homeboy getting a phone call right then.
Hey, do you rat? Hold on. Say y'all in the club together and you see her dancing with another nigga. Do you rat and tell them then? Or you be like, take a picture.
I'm snapping it off.
Hold up, man. I don't like that, dog. You look like you about to say something out of the way, bro.
I really am.
Speak real.
Speak real. So we just sat here and said that, you know what I'm saying? We a teller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to know? You know that's a double-edged sword, right? And I said the same thing, but I'm finna speak.
I already know where you're going.
It's a double-edged sword because guess what's liable to happen in this same situation? You liable to tell your partner what you see. You can report it. You can take pictures. You can show him so he can see it with his own eyes, and that motherfucker will still find a way to blame you. For what the fuck you just brought to him?
I'm glad you said that. I knew he was going with it. My name is Chedrick Hodges for a doggone reason.
Is that why
I'm
you
like that?
That's why you taking it. That's why you
take it. Though.
You gonna take?
Okay. Now you sat there and you just said that I got pictures and all that, and I'm snapping it up and I send it to him, and he gonna say he gonna find a problem. Guess what? Then
he gonna still find a way to blame.
But guess what?
Then? I mean, you got dudes like that.
Guess what? Then. That sensitive motherfucker ain't gonna be my friend.
Fuck him.
Damn.
Or did you just learn your partner was just
trying to hit your old lady?
Yeah. No. Damn, Chad, I wasn't even gonna say that.
That's the truth.
I was gonna say the boy eyes wide shut.
That's
Chad just called him a whole out.
But that's what I said. That's what I said, Chad. Like when I said earlier, when they paint that picture, and the picture looks so good, and then at the same time, you thinking, man, she wouldn't do that to me, or he wouldn't do that to me.
But that's the majority of us.
They put them songs out there for a reason. And Eve is one of them. Love is blind. And it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not.
Chad. You took it back. Like a lot of people that listening shit might not know that. Yeah, you took it back.
That boy listened to that shit in the car on the way here. Man. He was like, I'm going to get a chance to use this shit somewhere.
And it'll take over your mind.
Do y'all think cheating is one of those things that happens when you dealing with immaturity?
Cheating ain't gonna never stop.
Nah, ain't no age to no damn cheating.
Nah, not
bitch,
at all.
We didn't say an age. See, I wasn't even trying to call you out your name, but you made me go there. Like, yeah, maturity has nothing to do with age, son. Because there's a lot of dudes out here that can be 40, 50, 60 years old, but do not act their age. In their mind, they still 20. They still do 20-year-old things. They're immature. That's a possibility. We're talking about maturity levels, not age, boy.
Maturity ain't got nothing to do with cheating.
Hell no.
I was thinking just like that.
Oh, you don't think so?
Hell no. People gonna cheat what they want to do. They gonna cheat regardless. They see something. If he sees something he like, they gonna choose.
So what you saying is, at every point in life, if there's a temptation, you're gonna act on it.
I ain't say me. I said.
But we saying understood you. We not saying.
No, I didn't say
Chadrick. We saying understood you in the. Goddamn! Did you take English?
They say they.
God, I'm not saying they. Listen. All these goddamn pronouns. I'm not keeping up with the fucking pronouns, man. English understood you
what
in
I'm
the
saying,
sentence.
What I'm saying is this shit ain't gonna stop. Cheating is gonna forever go on.
All right, we didn't say that one day there would be no cheating in the world. Let's clear that. That's not what I'm saying.
I feel it, but I'm telling you right now, being mature ain't got nothing to do with cheating.
You don't think it does? Because if you are mature,
You're not gonna cheat.
You don't think that once you so you don't think that once you reach a certain point in life that,
I mean,
you that when you that you can see things and be like, all right, but I ain't gonna act on it. Like, see, here's the thing: a lot of people like this don't pay attention to.
My leader situation.
What you talking about? Leader situation. We talking about this. We talking about this, motherfucker. You right now. Metaphor. You go to the mall. You see some shit you like, right? We ain't talking about a woman. I'm talking about items. Mm-hmm. And you like, damn, I want that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. But I got bills.
And you opt out. You don't get that, right?
True.
So at a certain point in life, do you think that you don't see a motherfucker and be like, damn, that motherfucker bad. Oh, well. And go on about your motherfucking business because you got bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got old lady.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
They ain't got shit to do with maturity again. Say this? No, it don't. Because
really, you gotta explain that shit.
How?
Because explain that.
Two totally different things.
What is
my thing? Is
he's saying you being a grown up?
You being mature?
How?
You being?
Right,
because you know that most cheating comes when you get older.
That don't mean you just because you're
that
age ain't got shit to do with maturity. I just told him that.
Yeah,
it don't matter. That, so because I go out there and cheat, that mean I'm not mature. Talk to me.
All right. So if you in a committed relationship, you made that choice. You decided that this is who I'm gonna be with. Mm-hmm. Then you go out there and cheat. Hell yeah, that mean you immature.
You ain't mature.
You stepped on your own shit. Nobody made you be in a relationship.
Now check this out. If you knew that's what you wanted and you went back to your committed relationship and said, I can't do this anymore, and then you wouldn't act on it, that's being mature also. That's understanding that you were ending something to go somewhere else. But just acting on it and not thinking about the consequences outside of that, that's immature.
Well, see, it also being mature. How do I shut the fuck up? They talking to me.
You just gotta agree with them.
That's right, and that's cool. I like that you agree with me. Guess why I like that you agree with me? I'm on the outside looking in.
Oh, yeah.
Because, motherfucker, I obviously, I'm mature enough to know that I'm not ready for marriage because I'm still motherfucking single.
That's a sign of maturity.
Guess so.
That's a sign of maturity.
So if guess
you,
what?
But if you get in a relationship and then you get and then yeah, you say, hey,
that's wrong. I agree. But guess what? You go to the mall, and you go to the mall. Three of y'all go to the mall, gotta be disciplined. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta be disciplined. But Chad go to the mall, guess what? I get to choose what the fuck I want.
You can get some J's. You can get some Apple
Ones. Whatever I want. As long as it's stable with some stability, we straight.
That boy said he need ankle support.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Make sure you... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the fuck all that means.
I'm drip.
Ribbit drip.
I'm drip.
But I will say one thing about cheating. Cheating is the only thing... Well, there's a lot of things, but this is one of the, it's one of the few things that's black and white. Like it's
it ain't
one
got
way,
no color.
It's one way or it's one way or it's the other way,
yeah.
And can be gray at the same time.
Boy, that shit is black and white and red all over.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just being real.
That's what I'm saying.
It's subjective.
Some people can handle it.
I'm gonna just put it like
I'm gonna end it like that.
I'm gonna put it just like this. I'm gonna end mine just like this. If you ain't out here, if you ain't no boat out here, man, stay out my way, man.
Like the mofo say, stay at home.
What?
Stay at home.
If you ain't built like that, stay at home.
I told you I graduated.
Ain't built like
I graduated
what?
From Hungry and went to Greed.
The fuck I don't. I need you to elaborate.
I graduated from Hungry and went to Greed. I mean it.
What? We ain't that called.
You gotta stop this name calling shit.
Well, what the fuck is you talking about?
With you,
no? What you talking about?
So
you gotta elaborate. If you ain't built like what?
If you can't take somebody cheating on you, stay at home. You know what I'm
saying? Boy, you could be at home 24,000 days a month. And if a motherfucker gonna cheat, you can't stop them from cheating because you at home.
No, I'm saying if you were cheating,
if you gonna go out there and cheat,
and then that person
go sit your ass down if you can't handle it.
Hey.
If you gonna go out there and do your dirt. But you can't handle that she didn't do it. Did her dirt.
Okay. All right. So again, since I understood that, maybe you motherfuckers didn't get what the fuck I was saying.
What you saying?
It don't matter if your ass stay at home forever. You could be a recluse. You could be house ridden. You ain't never got to go outside.
But hold on. Your
action of staying home and staying out of harm's way or not committing an act yourself don't stop somebody else from doing it.
Yeah, it kind of does. That person might have wouldn't have done it if you would have done it.
Just listen, what we saying is, let me clear it up for him because he ain't getting his point out because he's a little slow. Listen, what we saying is if you can't take it, don't do it. Right, simple as that. It ain't about it's not about what she doing. Cause guess what? If you're not cheating and you mess around and you catch up, then you gonna leave. But if you out there doing it and you catch up and you can't take it, don't do it then. It's simple. That's what I'm saying. If you can't take the cheating, don't cheat. Basically, that's what I always saying. We know nigga gonna cheat regardless. We know that. But if you cannot take it, don't cheat. That's all we saying. We know people gonna cheat regardless. But I'm saying, if you can't take it, don't you be out there cheating your damn self. That's all I'm saying. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
All right. I got you.
I was just trying to decide whether to go back to an earlier point or not.
Yeah.
What?
How me and Chad gonna end on that?
Stop saying my name, even though they know my name. You a rat. God.
I don't even know what you talked about. What he is, but yeah. All right.
Hey man, this cheating shit out here, man. Okay, look here, man. Either you in or you ain't. Simple as that.
Do your thing, young man.
So, all right. One question to end it on. Mm-hmm. We going right back to the main thing,
mm-hmm.
and you can say it's subjective or you can say what you want to say. What constitutes cheating? What is cheating?
But again, I said earlier, there is no universal answer.
That's what I'm
because
saying.
Like in any relationship, from relationship to relationship, one person could view it one way and be like, hey, if you watch porn, that's cheating.
Yeah.
And then another way, somebody else could be like,
I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm gonna stop you right, dog, on that. Now look here. You get in a relationship with Chad, I'm gonna tell you, look here. Ain't no, I'm gonna watch my dog.
I'm gonna get it.
Chad at home lighting candles for us.
On me, once you leave. All
right. But all right, but back to it. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? In somebody's eyes, you watching porn could be cheating. In another person's eyes, it's a simple act of, oh my God, we was together and you looked in that motherfucking direction. I mean, again, like there is no universal answer because from relationship to relationship, the answer gonna be different.
Yep. So,
it ain't no answer.
Yeah, and that's the best answer. There is no answer.
And that's why I said like, it's a cheating is black and white. It's doing, but it's such a big.
Coming always
objective view to it. It's so much great.
I could put it in a better light. This shit is abstract.
Well, goddamn, we got Vincent Van Gogh in this motherfucker. There we go.
This shit is abstract.
I can go with that. But hey, be mature about it, man. If you in one, don't.
If you can't take it, don't do it.
If you in one, don't do it, man.
Because if you get caught cheating, they're gonna make her want to cheat. So just if both parties ain't cheating,
I think this shit comes with growth.
Yeah,
it comes with growth. Like, but you go through stages in life.
And
like I said earlier, we talking about maturity levels. You know what I'm saying? I think the world paints this picture of if you're a guy, if you deal with multiple women, that makes you, you know, a higher rank or a higher status amongst guys. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Are you a player? You a pimp? You this? You that? And older, I ain't gonna say the older because age has nothing to do with it, but as you mature, as you walk through your damn life journey, then you come to a point where you realize that, you know what? It's some shit I just don't have to do. Like, just because I saw it. I ain't gotta act on it.
Nah, that's, and like you said, that's a sign of maturity. But just like you said, if a man's got all these women, what is he?
He a pimp. He a player.
Opposite side of the spectrum.
She a hoe.
You see,
but he a hoe too.
But
the thing is, society don't view it that way.
Nah, but if you look at it though, society, and I'm not saying that it's actually a good thing. It's society's changing a little bit too, because
in that aspect.
And think about it, you got there's women out there living their best life.
They ain't
no longer just they just this way. They out there, what is it? Hot girl summer. They out there doing their thing.
Man, I think Megan hashtag that. I don't think that's a universal thing. I'm just saying that's a it's a generation of Megan needs who dealing with a hot girl summer, homeboy. It's just like saying there's a white boy summer.
On that note, don't trust him.
Damn.
I wouldn't go that far. What I am gonna say is, again,
like my mama told me, my dad told me, and my granddad, don't trust nobody but your mama.
Shit, don't trust her, cause you might miss her.
She can't cheat on me.
All right, you right. She can't cheat on you, but she could damn sure have a light bill in your name.
Hey, that's what.
Damn, your mama. Credit. Oh,
goddamn
baby, 12 years old, got motherfucking two light bills, a cell phone, and an outstanding car note.
Oh man. Well,
but on that note, we're gonna get ready to close this thing up. Cheating is bad, children. Grow the fuck up.
Just say
grow the fuck up. And this is been another installment of
More
Than Sports.
Than Sports.
Sports.
And we out this time.
Yeah.